Buongiorno, people. It's Anna Marie here from Percent Credibility. I'm your genie, but with a reason. All you handsome men, you beautiful women watching, I'm going to compliment you and you're going to take it to there. All right, guys, so what am I talking about today? I'm going to talk about how celebrities such as Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah, and other celebrities and sports stars and pop stars can create jobs for the economy. Please do watch, if you haven't watched my video on how Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Taylor Swift can create jobs for the economy. I'll be repeating a few ideas in there. So Pursuing Compatibility's tagline is a genuine and dynamic approach for strengthening relationships, dating, and society. So part of my job is to also teach the public on creative compromise. So if you look at my founder story below, unfortunately I was faced with massive economic devastation. The lack of qualified jobs is quite a serious problem. I'm still trying to make it, and I appreciate everyone that's sharing in my journey right now, because we all know that it's been rough for some of us. The Pursuing Compatibility is teaching the public on the concept of creative compromise, because I truly believe that creativity is a solution for sustainability, especially in America. There is talk for a recession in 2020. Frankly, I'm kind of sick of seeing videos that are saying like, oh, prepare for another recession. I challenge the public to start changing the conversation to how we are going to prevent another recession. How are we going to strengthen the economy? Instead of saying how, let's prepare for another one, let's try to prevent another one. So that's part of my job, is to spill out creativity. Am I an economic expert? No, but creativity is my specialty. And I feel like if we fuse some economics mixed with creativity, we would not need it. We wouldn't have a recession. We could have a sustainable economy and be good like that. So that's what I believe. And I'm sure, I mean, you could spin off creative ideas off of my ideas to even strengthen even more. But the point is I'm just, I think everyone who really wants a recession. Really, you know, so I think there's so many creative ways to like sustain the economy. Based on my research, I read Australia hadn't had a recession for 25 years. So I find it to be a poor excuse that America cannot sustain. There's a lot of ways that we can sustain an economy. So I'm going to spill out some ideas for you. So what can some of these celebrities do? So like I mentioned in previous videos, they can basically start some clinics. So we need more doctors, of course. I have a lot of family members in my family that are doctors. You can make some nice clinics for treat people with medical conditions, such as myself, or some other people with rare conditions or things like that. You don't have to buy a big space. You can hire an area researcher, and this position would entail researching geographical locations in the states that need more clinics, or they're lacking in clinics and certain things. So that would be really good for the economy. You could pay off the student loans of that doctor, and you provide jobs for that doctor and those office workers, and you could even research medical equipment from other countries. That would help the economy. That would make celebrities and people look good. There's a whole cycle of fulfillment there. And it makes everyone happy. So that would be fun. You could hire a farmer recruiter. So I'm going to break it down for you. So in organic, some parts of the states, there's a need for more organic farms. So essentially, a farmer recruiter could look online for people that are aspiring organic farmers or people passionate about organic farms. You can reach out to some associations and collaborate with them to make some farms in the area. It doesn't even have to be huge. It could just be a small, medium farm. Collaborate with them. In a sense, that could be an investment. You could still make a little bit of profit off of there, but still make the prices affordable for people. And this would actually also help reduce the obesity rate in America, because the obesity rate is still relatively high. Because people need access to better organic food. So that can help them. I think that'd be really, really helpful for society and make everyone feel good and happy. You could hire a chef entrepreneur recruiter. So basically what this means is you hire someone to research online up and coming creative chefs that would love the opportunity to open up their own restaurant, or you could even hire someone to counsel them to improve their skills. and see if they're up for the challenge for owning up their own restaurant. I'm sure we could always use more creative restaurants for sure. I would love to open up my own. Like, I have creative ideas flowing in my brain about making a cool restaurant cafe one day that I love to make one day, and that's one of my goals in life is to do that too. So, and help people get jobs. So that would really help the economy. That would make everyone look good. You can choose some geographical locations that are needing more cool places to go out. That'd be fun and make everyone happy. Definitely people would go there if a celebrity's investing in it, for sure. Also, like I said in the previous video, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Taylor Swift creating jobs, you can also make affordable housing. There's a desperate need for more affordable housing for millennials and young people and college graduates with our student loans and struggling. So I think affordable housing would be good, and that range would probably be good. $500 between $500 and $900 a month would be affordable for us. There's essentially, again, you could fuse some creativity in there and make the building affordable, and it doesn't even have to be a huge building. You could make some sort of sustainable community that's affordable with some, maybe some kinetic energy or solar energy. That'd be really fun. That would definitely be an investment. In a sense, you could still make some profit out of it while still making it affordable for your fans. People would definitely be living there for sure, and it would make everyone happy. So that would be good, right? So that's all the ideas I got for you right now. There's more that's gonna fly out of my brain somewhere because my creative brain works like diggity 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 really fast. And I hope some celebrity or someone that's watching this will actually take my advice. I love Ellen. I'm a huge fan of hers. She is awesome. She's always trying to get back to her fans. I believe she hired Jeannie during the recession. And I just love her. I think she's really cool. I'd love to meet her one day, but I doubt that. But anyways, the point is I think some of these celebrities and pop stars and actors and actresses, I think that they give back to their fans through donations and charities, although I question if that's sustainable. Not that I don't appreciate it. It's just more like essentially people need a job. People want purpose. People want to know that they can bring home the bacon and they feel good. Frankly, so personal compatibility as a founder, I believe in fulfillment. Money doesn't buy love. money only goes so far, really. My thoughts are eventually it gets kind of boring if you make millions and millions of dollars. And I mean, how much money do you really need, really? I mean, I would use that money to like pay off my student loans and all my bills and things like that. But what I find to be fulfilling is traveling the world, experience homestays, providing my staff with paid vacation, paid sick days, making them laugh, making them happy, training interns for the future. I'm more than happy to train future interns and make internships and create jobs. Creating jobs for me, I find to be extremely fulfilling. I love creativity. I love it. There's lots of creative ways that Pursuing Compatibility wants to improve society, and my goal is to come on top and hire a creative team to join me because I'm awesome. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I like to collaborate. I love creativity, and I want to bring really, really good, genuine, honest people on my team that are on the same passionate drive as I am to come on top. Okie dokie. Alrighty, people. So, hope you enjoyed this video and you get some insight and you learn some things about my life. And if you want more ideas, I'll go it for y'all. So again, if you want to help the world make a better place, please do support your genie, because I got lots of ideas, and I'm hoping to come out on top sooner than later so I can pay off all my student loans and then hire awesome staff. Alrighty, so if you're interested in collaborating with me and working with me, you can contact me at pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. Alrighty, please don't forget to share this video because I want to spread the word and my good work, and how we can make the world a better place and how we can make jobs and all these great things. Okie dokie, please do check out my company information below and the meetups in Las Vegas. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. And have a good day and good night, people. Okie dokie. Alrighty, people. Bye.